This talk is taking place in LeBoo, first in Ronald. It's a yearly H&P, 69-year-old white male seen around. He's been having issues with chest pain. He has known coronary artery disease. Recent saw the cardiologist and increased his Ranexa to TID, 750 BID. We did a D-dimer like a week or two ago. It was elevated. We put him on Eliquis 10 BID, which put him on triple anticoagulation. We've been trying to get a CTA of his chest through the insurance company, but it has been to no avail. He has no chest pain today. 10-point view of system is negative, as I mentioned above. He has some left posterior leg pain occasionally. Past on history, unchanged, CAD, diabetes type 2, COPD, hypertension, systolic HF, social lives here at the nursing home, doesn't smoke, family history, negative, surgical history has unchanged, otherwise as stated above. Medicines, he's on Eliquis, he's on aspirin, he's on Ranexa 750 twice a day, meloxicam is needed, nitroglycerin as needed, atorvastatin, Lasix, metoprolol, prednisone 1, lisinopril, isosorbide mononitrate, ropinirole, glipizide, docusate, Plavix, amlodipine, physical blood pressure 134/72, pulse 68, blood sugar 206, resting 18, febrosatin 9%, remarin H&T benign, CVP, lung, CVP, ventilator, cardiac, RNOS 1S2, no sense fat and benign, deferred extremities, no edema, neurogrowth syndrome, focal and suspicious lesions, lab reviewed, assessment and plan, 69-year-old male, ACS, known coronary artery disease with stable angina, elevated D-dimer, systolic CHF, compensated type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, plan. Because of tardiness of getting the CTA and the fact that we think his chest pain is cardiac related, we will discontinue Eliquis and continue Plavix and aspirin. Nursing staff here cannot accommodate Ranexa 750 BID, secondary to pharmacy limitations. We'll go ahead and do 500 milligrams TID. Follow cardiologists. We'll do labs and do setting. Labs in due time will be seen by nurse practitioner for treating chronic medical problems, diabetic diet, appropriate vaccines,